Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, I wasn't here yesterday with you. I took the day off and played hooky. I had a stomachache in the morning, and I just said, what's the point? So now we've got double the news and information in front of us. Masses of vital news and information today. We don't have any guests until the third hour. We had a great guest coming on in the second, but I canceled him because there's a lot of news we've got to cover. I want to be able to take your calls. I want to be able to get into a bunch of different really important issues. And then driving into the office this morning, I was listening to arch neocon Glenn Beck on the radio, but he actually was covering a good issue, an important issue. That is, he let a caller go on for about 5 minutes, and the caller reminded me of news stories we were on big time 5, 6, 7 years ago. And that is what CPS is doing in the public schools, in the nursery schools, both public and private. And I want to warn people about this sinister, macabre, really just nightmarish things that these people are doing. And I heard this 20-something-year child development specialist on, very well-spoken lady, and she was reading from the Tennessee.gov website, so I ran into the studio about 30 minutes before airtime, and as I normally get ready at home, and I got on the computer, and indeed, about 5 minutes before I went on air, I found the actual training manual, and it even blows me away. This child education specialist, you know, with these degrees and 20 years in the field, she was saying, this sounds like it was written by pedophiles. And yes, ma'am, you're right. I read it. I've now seen it. That is exactly what it is. You see, they hide in plain view. So coming up in about 30 minutes, I'm going to go over what CPS is, how they operate, what their goal is. You see, the fathers of psychology, the people who were lauded, the people that wrote the book on child psychology, were unanimously public pedophiles. They wrote, now still, best-selling books. They make movies about them. And these people openly admitted that they sexually abused children, but they were, quote, allowed to because they were such great political and sociological minds, and it was a test they were doing. So they've written the book on grabbing your children and breaking up your family. And they're the perverts. And where do you think perverts hide? They hide in the enforcement arm. It was in the major Miami papers that Janet Reno was a pedophile, and she would also come into the jail cells and have her way with the women she'd you know, had in there. Had special cells she'd had people delivered to, and she got caught by Fort Lauderdale police in a separate event in a mall parking lot with a 12-year-old girl, and they were all, both of them were covered in vomit. That was in the news. That's how Reno was on a bunch of liquor and pills and had puked everywhere and was crawling around on the ground. And that's the only reason the cops came. But they went, oh, my gosh, it's the district attorney from a nearby county. We got to let her go. And, you know, got a 12-year-old naked in the back of the car, vomit everywhere. It's no big deal. But if you got dirty dishes in your house, or they can trick your 5-year-old into saying something, you're going to jail and your kids are gone. So the pedophiles can rape them. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's here.
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU, that's 888-8-XANADU, and ask for George.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Israel has moved in with massive force into the Gaza Strip. I have San Francisco Chronicle and Associated Press articles and photos where it shows hundreds of bulldozers just coming in and running over the olive trees, which is the, well, back when the Ottoman Empire out of Turkey ran Israel, Palestine. If you were going to be a petty landowner, a peasant that owned land, you had to plant fruit trees, and the easiest trees to have that bore some type of crop were olive trees. So Israel's just coming into Gaza right now, going absolutely wild, bulldozing and shooting people and doing what they do. And they're also now ordering Syria to accept UN peacekeepers on the Lebanon-Syrian border. The United Nations hasn't even called for this. But Israel's now saying basically that if Syria doesn't, quote, do something and quote, protect Israel as if it's their responsibility, that they may have to go ahead and strike Syria. I have the Jerusalem Post today where Israel is openly saying that they may have to go ahead and attack Iran, because Iran has not agreed to suspend their peaceful nuclear program, and Israel also chides the United States yet again for not doing enough about Iran. That's right. We just fund and finance and help found Israel and constantly support Israel, so we're bad. I mean, my gosh, Michael Chertoff, Homeland Security Director, is an admitted Israeli national whose father was one of the founders of Mossad. I mean, come on, Israel. We've got one of your top operatives, one of your citizens, running things. We've got a guy who's a member of MECHA, a Hispanic supremacist group, who believes the Southwest belongs to Mexico, as the chief law enforcement officer, as the head of the Department of Justice. I mean, pretty soon we'll probably have all foreigners in every major position. 20-plus percent of our troops in Iraq are non-citizen Latin Americans. I mean, seriously, we are ruled by foreigners, and I don't understand why Israel's so upset. I have another report here. We're going to get back into all of this. I'm going to be frank with you. I was at my house. I get up early in the morning and start printing these articles so I physically have them. It's hard to skip around, you know, on the internet with dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of sometimes 100 stories. It's easier to print them off, and then you may try to link through to a website and it's down or having problems. So I always print them off, and I thought I had printed off the Associated Press article about Israel and the Gaza Strip, and I thought I'd printed the article out of the Jerusalem Post. They are not here. So let me just tell my staff that I believe I also instant message you those to post them on Infowars.com. I got both of those articles from WhatReallyHappened.com, so you can go there and get them and print them for me and bring them in here, please. I'm so busy, ladies and gentlemen, I actually communicate and have to give orders while I'm on air, which I guess people like. It's, you know, this is real. This is a war room. This is what we're doing. This is how we live our lives. Okay. We're going to get into that later. Here's a report I do have. This was put out by PR Newswire, also at Zogby.com. Michael Collins Piper did a report on it. New Zogby poll, it's nearly unanimous. Voters insist on right to observe vote counting. A recent Zogby poll documents groundbreaking information on the attitudes of American voters towards electronic voting. They are quite clear in their belief that the outcome of the entire election can be changed due to flaws. They're not flaws. They're designed for fraud. It's like if you have a gun that's designed to shoot a certain way, and it shoots, and then you shoot somebody in the head, and you call it and you meant to kill them, and you call it a flaw, and then you don't go to prison. No, you aimed the gun. You knew what the gun was made to do. You knew what the bullet would do. You pulled the trigger. So again, of an entire election can be changed due to flaws in computerized voting machines. At a stunning rate of 92%, Americans insist on the right to watch their votes being counted, and an overwhelming 80% said they strongly object to the use of secret computer software to tabulate votes without citizens' access to that software. The American public is clear in their desire for free, fair, and transparent elections, an 80 to 90% consensus on the right to view vote counting, and opposition to secrecy by voting machines vendors is both rare and remarkable in American politics. If only the public knew that these options are virtually non-existent in today's election system. Yeah, it's a lot higher than 92%. It's like the Houston Chronicle poll I talk about so much from last year. 97% of Texans against the new toll road system. The problem is most Texans don't even know one-tenth of the full scope of the Trans-Texas Corridor, of the NAFTA highway system. The average American still thinks it's only in Texas when it's from Florida to Wisconsin to Oregon and all points between 83 interstate highways, and on the maps I've seen every single major state highway and many connecting farm-to-market roads and county roads. 97% are against it, but the governments, state and federal, are almost unanimously for it, steamrolling. 92% are against these electronic CIA fraud machines. And Piper correctly says the general public has no idea really how bad it is. The inkling, the shadow of the true problem that they have seen is enough to make 90%+ be against it. 87%, and that's an old poll last year. New polls coming out show 91 after the illegal alien demonstrations nationwide over the last 6 months. So let me use the new poll. 90%+ are against open borders, including a whopping 73% of Hispanics. Please don't email me saying, but wait, you said 67. That was last year's polls. Gallup polls now, 70%+. So the media tries to make it look like that, you know, Hispanics, why, politicians are trying to have open borders to make Hispanics happy. It's racist to be against open borders. They try to create that chilling effect to make Hispanics, who are patriotic Americans, feel like, well, all Hispanics are for open borders, when major polls show that's a fraud. And I'm now digressing. The point I'm trying to make here is 92% of Americans in this new Zogby poll are against these machines, where you're not allowed to look under the hood. It's all secret because it's corporate and proprietary. And then in every case, you see massive fraud and politicians even owning the voting machine companies that everyone votes for them on. I mean, it's reached just ridiculous proportions, and there's still been denial in the country that people can't deal with the fact that we're under this much corruption. But 92% are against it, just like 90%+ are against the toll roads, and 90%+ are against open borders and the American Union. But the government doesn't care. 99% in a CNN USA Today poll with the New London Kelo decision on land grabbing by private interest, 99% were against it. There's land grabbing going on everywhere. Counties, cities, states, private corporations are using that ruling right now. I know a bunch of people personally having their land stolen in Texas right now. I don't have to hear about it in the newspaper or, you know, read about it in the newspaper or hear about it on radio. I'm living it. There is just a rain of government terrorism against the American people. So that is good news about the Zogby poll. And we have both the PR Newswire story about it and the American Free Press article about it up on Infowars.com right now for you. Now, later in this hour, I will get more into what Israel's doing. Huge new escalations in the Gaza Strip and other areas. And real saber-rattling against Iran. Major Israeli papers openly saying, telling their public to get ready to go in the bomb shelters, that they may go to war with Iran any day. Jerusalem Post, as I mentioned, calling for an attack on Iran, saying it's imminent. But we've got crises going on here at home as we are pushed inexorably by these neocon fascist madmen. I really disagree with the term madmen, though. They're cold-blooded killers. They know what they're doing. But they are criminally insane, but not in a way where they can't, you know, operate cogently and carry out their plans. I wish they were completely out of control nuts, because then they'd make more mistakes and their system would fall apart. But coming up later, this Meg's character, the big honcho, the big top dog over at the Yellow Journalism Hearst Publishing, that's written huge hit pieces on myself and gone on national radio shows and demonized me. I called his office, his secretary, probably 20-plus times after that hit piece was written last year. They would never come on this show. I challenged Chertoff, Homeland Security Director's cousin. I challenged... He won't tell us if he's a cousin or a nephew. The mother was saying a nephew, but we don't know. I challenged Megs to come on here. He admitted he wouldn't debate me yesterday when I called him to Jack Blood Show and confronted him. That's coming up later. First, I'm going to cover government pedophiles.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986, yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Over the last 40 years, we've seen prayer and God thrown out of the schools by decisions of the U.S. Supreme Court. Yet on February 29, 1892, in a 9-0 decision of the U.S. Supreme Court, America was declared a Christian nation. There is an ongoing assault on your First Amendment right of freedom of religion and freedom of assembly. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free 1-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a free 1-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
The Bill of Rights is a term for the first 10 amendments of the Constitution, limiting the federal government's power and preserving the rights of the people. Each day, we gradually lose these rights that we are entitled to. We need to take a stand to let the government know that we are tired of losing these rights. Today, you can take this stand. Express your beliefs by wearing a new and innovative t-shirt available only through GCN. Each shirt is black with a redesign of the famous Don't Tread on Me Gadsden flag located on the front of the shirt. On the back is the Bill of Rights, printed in bold white text. Each shirt is $22 shipped to you and only $15 for each additional shirt. PayPal users, please send payment to liberties77@yahoo.com. That's LIBERTEES77@yahoo.com. For questions, call 479-774-8264. That's 479-774-8264. For additional information, including images of this shirt, please visit www.gcnlive.com today.
The globalists are masters of psychology. And one of their main modes of control is hidden in plain view. And coming up in the next segment, I want to, as calmly as I can, spend about 10 minutes on this. Because it just tears my guts out and upsets me so much. But I'm going to try to calmly go over it, so that Paul Watson can basically listen to my rant, and then he'll go vet everything I claim, make sure that my rant doesn't have any mistakes in it, add more information, and I'm sure he'll do an article in the next few days on the subject. And I'll confer with him. We'll work on it together and try to do a big piece on it, because I haven't been covering it enough. You know, we talk about how over two-thirds nationally of foster children are on psychotropic drugs. We talk about the national statistics, which I wanted to make sure that my numbers weren't wrong. I was going from memory. Depending on what federal statistic, what year it is, you're 4 to 5 times more likely as a child to be abused in government custody or foster care than with the indigenous, flesh and blood parents. It just goes on, and I was driving in to the office this morning, and I've tuned in to monitor enemy transmissions to the fake patriot Glenn Beck, who will tell you about all the real problems, but never tell you who's behind it or any real solutions. Oh, yeah, the borders are wide open, we're in deep trouble, but it's not the globalists, and the globalists don't exist, or it's just sick. But he let a lady go for about 5 minutes, and much of what she was saying I knew to be true from Tennessee. She was just a caller, and she talked about how she's a 20-year, degree child specialist and how she teaches and runs a preschool, and how all the public and private daycares, preschools, it doesn't matter, have CPS now in them every month coming and sitting in. And they're there to look for children to grab. I guess I'm getting into this right now. We'll just start right now with it. And how they're there looking for any little piece of info they can use to then grab your children, and then you're never even told about it until suddenly you go to pick your children up, and they're not there. And then I remember all the statistics I've seen and all the criminology I've read and the hundreds of news articles I've seen over the years where CPS workers are the highest concentration of pedophiles and abusers. Some of them aren't pedophiles. Some of them just like to burn kids and beat them and starve them and stuff. But it's the highest concentration of sicko mental patient scum out there. I mean, again, they even take little kids and hand them over to big pharma facilities, big buildings just full of little kids. They test drugs on and pesticides on, and that's in the newspapers. I mean, heaven help us. If your heart isn't bleeding, I mean, that's what it feels like. I mean, I'm a softy, folks, for children. I've got an instinct to want to get mad bull crazy. You ever seen a Schlitz malt liquor ad where that bull comes through the wall? I mean, that's what I feel like. And that's a normal instinct, by the way, to want to suffer the little children, to want to protect them. And what Christ was talking about there wasn't just little children, but retarded people, handicapped folks, people who are weak, people who, the Bible over and over again talks about the widows, the orphans, the disabled, being abused. I just really have trouble taking it. I have a lot of, and I just sit here and it just goes along with the rest of it. I got to look at the murderers that carried out 9/11 on television, posing as our saviors. It's just all of it. These people are sick. And as Exhibit A, I mean, look at John Yoo and Alberto Gonzalez, torture memos about torturing children. And I've got the Army declassified reports from Abu Ghraib, and I've got the other reports, and you can go read in there where it says torturing children. Raping them in front of their parents, and I mean, this is the executive branch saying they can do this. Well, this is going on here in America, and there is a guild of pedophiles and sickos that are in control of our country, and I just don't know how much worse it's going to get. I mean, we're a country that's aborted close to 50 million children, and I guess I shouldn't be surprised that if we've aborted 50 million children in this country, I mean, does it surprise you a government in the country that does that and the people that do that are going to have a bunch of pedophiles running it? No, it isn't surprising. And it literally, right now I feel horrible. I get nauseous when I have to focus in on this and think about all the evidence. When we get back, I'm going to try to cogently just lay it out. Exhibit A, Exhibit B, Exhibit C. Because I heard this caller talking about it, so I went and pulled up what she was claiming as a teacher off of the Tennessee Human Services website, and my God, this is just sick. What they're teaching four-year-olds, I can't even read this on air.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Terrorism. Terrorism. Chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At researchedherbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to this live Thursday edition, the 24th day of August 2006.
And it burns, burns, burns.
By the way, I'm going to be reading an Associated Press report later. The head of Homeland Security, the Israeli national, the Israeli citizen, can you imagine? And I'm told the Attorney General's here as well, another person who's called for the Southwest to revert to Mexico, another basically foreign national in spirit. They are here in Austin, Texas, with a bunch of state governors. Their, quote, border security plan is the American Union, is the trusted traveler ID that Mexicans will be given. That is the guest worker program. They're having trouble with the guest worker program, so they're just now announcing on the SPP.gov website that they are going to legalize all the illegals with their, quote, security card for travel. They're all going to be meeting at 2 o'clock today, and then they're going to have speeches at 4 o'clock at the Texas Capitol. I heard inklings of this yesterday. There was some type of big border meeting, and now it's being announced in the news that it's a very important multinational American Union confab going on just a few miles from where I sit right now. So I will cover that coming up a little bit later. James Meggs, the Popular Mechanics editor, was on Jack Blood yesterday. Jack allowed me to call in via cell phone. It wasn't the best audio. And confront him, and I challenged him and pointed out he would never come debate me here and refused to on air. The part you'll hear is when I was on air with him. Then they came back after break, and Jack said, will you debate him? And Meg said no. But I thought we would play this and then go over some of the spin that Meg's was involved in. As the tyranny gets worse and worse in this country, more and more people are going to make a conscious decision to fight it. But many others are going to make the conscious decision to serve it out of fear, and still others are just criminals and want to be supportive of the system. Many others will be sucked into it and just buy the propaganda. And so to make a long story short of why I'm going into this rant, just about an hour ago, I was driving into the office, and I was tuned into a national radio show, and I heard the caller who said she was a 20-year school teacher, you know, degree in child development for preschool, and she talked about how CPS comes in every month and sits behind them. And I was already aware of this, but it just reminded me. This case was in Tennessee, but it's the same in all 50 states and possessions and protectorates. And it's called Keeping Children Safe Initiative, in Tennessee particularly, but it's all over the country. And she was reading from the official handbook that by law, they're trying via regulations to force all, even the private schools, to teach the four-year-olds. And I can't even read this stuff on air. And it does a lot of things to the children. We've heard the debates about not having, quote, sexual education for eighth graders. Well, forget the eighth graders. This is similar stuff that they've tried to teach the eighth graders being taught to four-year-olds. Four-year-olds should be, you know, reading Jack and Jill books. They should be out on field trips. They should be looking at animals in the clouds. They should be innocent as they're meant to be. Instead, these are huge curriculum, huge readings to the students, hundreds of pages of them. I mean, and I'm looking at several sections here that I can't even cover on air. They're that bad. You can't read this on the radio under FCC rules. And I wouldn't begin to, but just because of good taste. I know years ago I covered what they're teaching eighth graders and ninth graders, both middle schoolers and freshman high schoolers, in a case up in Connecticut, remember? WorldNet Daily covered it. They got recordings of it. And people got mad when I read what they were teaching eighth graders. And you know, I certainly can't read what they're teaching four-year-olds. And this degreed, school teacher, very well spoken, she was going over the fact that it would be illegal for her to teach the children this or to say this to these four-year-olds, but under the orders of CPS that will shut down all these private schools and daycares, they have to teach this to them. Well, no, you need to rebel against that. You need to say no. Parents need to complain. So we'll be doing an article on this in the next few days and posting it. But let me just go back into the basic psychology, and the school teacher brought this up, and even Glenn Beck, I was glad to see, brought this up and pointed out cogently how bad it was. All the studies, all the statistics, all the sociology, all the psychology shows that when you have, quote, sex education, what it actually does is increase interest in sex, and this is in teenagers, and actually increases sexual promiscuity. Okay? National studies have come out conclusively showing, you can just look at the numbers, when they started suicide education in the late 80s under federal grants, Columbine was the first school in the country, it actually increased teen suicide. Teens didn't normally think about suicide. It didn't make it stylish and cool. Kids never discussed it, and so suicide was almost unheard of. Now it is up by just unbelievable numbers, hundreds and hundreds of percentile points. They now have education about girls not cutting themselves, mutilation classes, because of the epidemic of mutilation that was made popular by a few pilot schools. Now it's everywhere, girls cutting themselves with razor blades. If you haven't heard about it, you don't know people that have daughters or you haven't looked into it or researched it. They go in and tell them, don't slice yourselves up with razor blades. And, you know, the made-for-TV movies have the good-looking cool girl who's depressed cutting herself. You know, the media plays into this. They say don't have sex, and they hype it up and talk about all these sexual parts, and it increases the sex. It's just epidemic now. Again, I don't want to get off all into it. I'm sure you've all heard about it. It's epidemic with school coaches and teachers having sex with the students, sex clubs at the schools. It's just horrible. And it's getting worse and worse and worse. We're turning into animals. They had a study starting about 10 years ago, Europe, under EU agreements on mental health and the health of the sectors, began putting up billboards everywhere saying, don't smoke, it'll kill you, with images of people on ventilators. When I was up in Canada, I saw the same thing. Packages of cigarettes had, you know, the whole cover is a guy on a ventilator. And they told people not to do it. And did you know that in the next 8 years, that smoking in the European countries that did these ad campaigns doubled? Just type into Google, anti-smoking campaign results in increase in smoking. Those were articles I saw a few years ago. The point is, smoking went up. The CIA first brought LSD and other designer drugs into the colleges. That's admitted and declassified and hyped it up and had beatnik leaders who were really on their payroll go around and promote the drug culture. Why? There's a lot of reasons for that, but you've seen the aftermath. Well, all over the country, with 8th graders and 4-year-olds, and depending on what program, and you should start at 8th grade, I guess when you're 12. Now it starts when you're 4 years old, and I typed in Safe Children Project Initiative, and I got it, you know, states all over the place, but I looked for Tennessee itself because this teacher was mentioning it, and I went and I pulled it up. And they sit there for week after week with these big training manuals. It's story time, not telling them about the elephant at the zoo or Maisie Bird, and not reading them Dr. Seuss, or not reading them Bible stories, or reading them stories about Barney, the red dinosaur, or the purple dinosaur. No, now it's all telling them about their genitalia, telling them how people want to touch them, telling them to report it to CPS, and then statistically, we know that CPS has the highest level of any profession other than truancy officer, but as any group of social workers, Child Protective Services has the highest rate of arrested, indicted, convicted child predators. It's incredible. I mean, most of the time I hear about some news article about some child being raped or tortured or being starved to death in a box, it's foster parents. I'm not saying all foster parents are bad. I'm saying statistically. And you remember the big scandal, and now it's even worse, but 3,000-plus children missing in Florida, and they found some with their heads cut off or others buried in snuff films. And I mean, 3,000-plus kids. It was 3,200 and something last time I saw it on CNN. Then they just shut up about it. It's still in the local Florida news, but not in the national news. Just thousands and thousands and thousands missing. Government grabs them. No one knows where they went. And then it came out that the head of CPS in Florida was a convicted pedophile and child pornographer, and his two top deputies were also convicted pedophiles. And everybody asks, well, how were pedophiles running Florida's CPS? What do you think this is? Number one, if CPS nationally has more than two-thirds of children on psychotropic drugs, that's a crime. And you go, what does it have to do with the pedophiles? Well, normal people aren't going to go steal children from healthy, good families for dirty plates in the sink. Or because the 3-year-old jumped off the jungle gym and broke their foot in front of witnesses, CPS doesn't care. They come to the house, they demand their way in through color of law. They see dirty dishes and dog hair on the floor and some toys on the floor. They ask the children, do your parents let you jump on the bed? That's enough to take your kids, by the way. What child doesn't jump on the couch or the bed, even if you tell them 500 times not to? Oh, but certainly don't discipline either, but to keep them from jumping on the bed, because then you'll, because that's dangerous, folks. But, and then if you discipline just to keep them from doing it, they'll take them too. And then they grab your child and on average put more than two-thirds. It's 69% in Texas. We have the highest rate of drugging. Michigan and then Florida are the next two. But the national average is above two-thirds. Let me say it again. Above two-thirds. Just type it in. AP, WOAI television, all of it. Just you can go read about it. Average child on seven drugs, some on as many as 18. Deaths resulting. Doctors are on the local news going, look, I was there when they took the healthy child, and then now the little boy died because they had him on so many drugs, because the government gets more money for that. So my point is, if you've got a government agency, state, local, federal, doing things that are this bad, and you've got people that will rationalize and beat, you know, imagine taking kids from innocent families, seeing that every day. There's got to be something wrong with you, see, and that's why CPS in Texas has more than a 50% turnover each year. Because normal people think, oh, I'll be a social worker, I'll go help kids, you know, I was abused, you know, statistically they'll say that, you know, that they were abused, so they want to fight abusers. They get in there and they find out, no, you're not fighting abusers. You are in a pedophile child abuse gang, which, again, can operate with total impunity. You understand Florida, run by them, thousands missing. You realize the magnitude of this. And nobody's helping them. Nobody's, I mean, even I haven't been talking enough about this. And lately I've been mentioning, hey, I'm going to be talking more about this. Hey, I'm going to be talking more about this. And it just made me get violently mad almost. I mean, I just turned red in my car listening to this driving into the office. And sure enough, I pulled up the state of Tennessee training manuals, the curriculum they give four-year-olds, by law, if your child is in a private school or a preschool, they are taught this. And statistically, it will make the children more susceptible to it. This is what the teacher was even saying. Statistically, it will cause problems, and it will cause children to become confused. They'll repeat whatever they've heard and now give false positives. Again, imagine you've got all these children with CPS workers there when these key parts of the curriculum are taught. You understand? And then the children will start repeating it and saying it. CPS then comes and questions them, and the child goes, oh, yeah, I was touched. And boom, your kids are gone. You're at least going to be on a big roller coaster, and they'll trick you into signing yourself onto probation. And you won't even be a sex offender. It's a probation to be, you know, watched by them. And the 10th visit, you know, they'll come every month to your house for a year. They'll catch you with some dirt on the floor, and your kids are gone. When statistically, they're the most dangerous group. They're the people that need to be watched. They're the people that can't be trusted. See, you're beginning to understand the magnitude of this. And there was a school teacher saying this, even Glenn Beck saying this. You go, this is the common sense. Again, Glenn Beck is bad on almost every other issue. I mean, he's got to be commended when he at least tells the truth for 5 minutes. And so, I mean, I talk to wealthy and middle-class families all the time here in Austin, where, again, just a few weeks ago, child's at the park in front of a bunch of witnesses, falls off the jungle gym, breaks a finger. In another case of another parent on at a park, breaks their foot. CPS is there at the hospital, separates the family, goes and interrogates the older children and asks, do your parents touch you? Do they hit you? Do they spank you? Just trying to get the child to say something so they can grab all your kids. I mean, imagine, whenever you go to the hospital, folks, I remember one time I was wrestling when I was about 11 at the pool, and I partially dislocated my shoulder. And I went home and I said, God, Dad, I'm in pain. Take me to the hospital. He said, what happened? I said, I don't know. I was, you know, chicken fighting, they call it, where you get on somebody else's shoulders and you fight at the pool, you know, you wrestle. And my dad got real concerned. He said, now, they're going to question you when we go. And remember, my dad's worked in hospitals. He's an oral surgeon. He's worked a lot in hospitals. And I remember going, what do you mean, Dad? I hurt my shoulder. And he goes, listen, they're going to question you. Even though I'm a doctor, and you just got to explain to them that this happened at the pool. And I remember he was kind of scared pulling into the hospital there in Mesquite. Because my dad, you know, knows how the world works. And sure enough, the doctor who even knew my dad said, well, what happened? You haven't been abused or anything, have you? Because they tell them by law they've got to do that. But now they don't even do that. You know, that was 20-something years ago. Now CPS is there. And under New Freedom Initiative, they're there at every hospital when you're having your child coming in with their questionnaire, leaning over your bed when your wife's all doped up on painkillers. You see, it's a secret police everywhere. And the highest saturation of pedophiles. Know that when you're around these people, there's a good chance you're in the room with an honest-to-God pedophile. I mean, these people are shameful criminals. We'll be right back.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
In America, in the U.S., we have weird, creepy social worker secret police. The parents don't even know about this, that go creeping into the daycares and the preschools, sitting there trying to get your children to say something bad about you so they can grab them. And then statistically, this is the most criminal group you can imagine for your children to fall into their hands. By the way, I'm here looking at the agenda today at the Texas Capitol. Arnold Schwarzenegger is here. Michael Chertoff, head of Homeland Security. All these foreigners, think about it. Well, we got the governor from California, Austrian, dual citizenship. We got Michael Chertoff, dual citizenship, Israeli national, born in Israel, father, one of the founding members of Mossad. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez, part of Mecha, openly saying the Southwest belongs to Mexico. I mean, you want to put globalists in that want to kill this country, want to get rid of our sovereignty. Here it is. Border conference begins today. Border security is set to be the priority for discussions between 10 U.S. and Mexican border governors beginning their annual conference today. Michael Chertoff, U.S. Homeland Security Secretary, is expected to join the governors as well. Governors from Texas, California, New Mexico, Arizona, and several Mexican states, Baja California included, will attend the two-day conference, which since 1980 has been an annual event for officials to discuss issues that impact all states. The meeting this year comes amid congressional debate and nationwide public hearings on border security and immigration. Along with border security, economic issues such as trade and agriculture, when you hear trade, that means American Union, will be discussed at the conference, which is mostly closed to the public and news media. Speeches from the governors and other dignitaries begin this afternoon at 4 p.m., and it goes over it there. May have to go down to the press conference. I don't like being around these people. I'm really weary right now. I probably won't. Governor Rick Perry said more federal money needs to flow to the U.S.-Mexico border security. And what's his border security plan? The guest worker program. Yeah, we'll fix the problem. We'll legalize all of them. It's a subject Perry said he'll address when he meets with fellow border state governors from both nations. The 24 Border Governors Conference begins today in Austin. It'll involve mostly closed-door sessions. Perry said Texas law enforcement efforts along its border with Mexico border have helped reduce crime and could serve as a model for federal action. Have helped reduce crime. The crime on the border is a war zone with State Department travel advisories. I've had multiple sheriffs on. It is total bedlam. Leaders of Texas, California, New Mexico, and Arizona are expected to attend, along with governors of Mexican border states. And I have their agenda here. We'll post this up on Infowars.com. The governors will be there at 8 a.m., and then business roundtable for governors only, opening ceremony, Texas State Capitol, 5 o'clock evening reception and dinner, VIP reception, private dinner for governors, all of our foreign rulers, including the national governor, our Israeli king, Chertoff, whose family writes hit pieces on me, Actually, I'm looking at this. The only press conferences are on Friday when I'm going to be in Dallas. Well, I hope Austinites like Bob Dacey and others that have got press credentials will go down there and just say, I just want to point out we got a foreign Israeli, a foreign Austrian, a guy who says this is Mexico. This is sick. And just point out they're calling for an American Union. My goodness, oh boy.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Hello.